If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
He's back. He's back. I called him out for not calling the show often enough, and here you are. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Mayor Brandon Johnson. What a week for you.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the city of Chicago. As you can hear, we've been doing so much cheering and all the excitement. I'm losing my voice a little bit, but it's starting to come back, but I'm happy to be back. You know, there's an old adage or axiom, you have not because you ask not. And so since you've asked, here I'm back again. The city of Chicago really is showing why it is truly the greatest freaking city in the world. We have been the capital of progressive politics on the globe. We've demonstrated ourselves to be the capital of the world, where everything that is transformational from our economy to our politics, it's got its birth right here in the city of Chicago, from Carnegie Steel to the Model T to electricity to warfare, And, of course, we're going to make history again when we, as a party, send Vice President Kamala Harris and a social studies teacher to the highest post in the land to protect the interests of working people.
Mr. Mayor, go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to know if you've even had an hour of sleep.
I will say this. There's so much excitement right now. I'm getting some rest, you know, but, you know, we have so much work to do, as you know, in the city of Chicago since I've been in office. $20 billion of new investment in the city of Chicago. The Wirtz family, the Reinsdorfs, $7 billion in the west side of Chicago. We secured quantum computing, $1.25 billion of new investments, the most for economic and neighborhood development for the west and south side in the history of Chicago. So that's the same vision that Vice President Kamala Harris has, $300 billion into education, $100 billion to create a pathway to home ownership. So there's very much an alignment between my vision for Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris's vision for the country.
Mayor, I don't know if you lost your voice at the salt shed last night or speaking to breakfast. I was looking at your schedule, and how many breakfasts did you speak at this morning? Because it looked like you were doing almost two every 40 minutes.
Yeah, so we've got a chance to speak to Mississippi, Wisconsin, Michigan, of course, Illinois, North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina. We're getting to every single breakfast. You know, my wife the other day ago, when I told her I was speaking to the Mississippi delegation, she said there's no better place to wake up for breakfast than in the state of Mississippi. And let me tell you, these folks are organized. They're registering young people. So much excitement around Vice President Kamala Harris. And the thing that's exciting people is her position on mental health and behavioral health. As you know, she's called for $285 million to hire 14,000 behavioral health workers across the country. Right here in Chicago, I've reopened a mental health clinic and providing more behavioral health care services on the west side, the lower west side. So there's strong alignment. We're going to every single, as many purposes as we possibly can. And it's just a true testament to how powerful this moment is for our country to come together in the city of Chicago for the world to know that this is truly the greatest city in the world.
Mayor, let's talk about your detractors, because if anything had gone south this week, or if it does, you know they're going to point the blame at you. You have to be on a big high because things have gone so well. One of our texters said, did Mayor Johnson at any point ask Chief Snelling to have his officers stand down? We saw them last night in action. They were well-trained, they stood their ground, and nothing got out of hand, so to speak.
Well, that certainly speaks to the leadership of Superintendent Snelling. You know, one of the things that I was confident in is his ability to keep the morale of our brave women and men who serve this city every single day. And we've already made it very clear that this is about constitutional policing. This is about repairing relationships, quite frankly, and the public trusting that we will protect and defend everyone's right to assemble. It is cornerstone to our democracy. And the police department here in Chicago has worked with local law enforcement agencies, along with the Secret Service, to ensure that our protesters have a safe, protected place to do that, while also having a vibrant, exciting conventions. And so we're delivering on that. Look at it this way. We are now on the other side of this four quarters. So we're in the second half, and we're going to keep moving the ball down the field. Everybody knows that Chicago truly is the best place on the planet.
Your Honor, do you have intelligence about what kind of crowd to expect at the protest tomorrow? I mean, they were talking about tens of thousands on Monday. That didn't materialize, clearly wasn't even close. Do you expect a bigger crowd tomorrow, and what do you know about what's coming tomorrow?
Well, we'll be prepared one way or the other. You know, look.
I know you'll be prepared, but I'm just wondering if you've picked up on people coming into the city.
Like I said, we'll be prepared. I don't try not to prognosticate too much. We'll be prepared for whatever size crowd arrives. The most important thing, though, that I want to note, that it's the Democratic Party that is giving voice to dissent. That is the opposite of what the Republicans are doing. Republicans are trying to shut down voices. They want to shut down the voices of women. They want to shut down the voices of workers. You know, this is a party that's very clear that we can condemn terror and the brutal attack against the Israeli people that Hamas executed October 7th. And we can call for the immediate release of hostages and a permanent ceasefire. We can condemn terrorism and call for peace. That's the power of democracy. And whatever protest shows up, they know that they have the ear of Vice President Kamala Harris. And that's why they're doing that. And it's a signal that they trust and expect our party to respond to the voices of the people of this amazing country.
Your Honor, this
place.
This
right here in the city of Chicago.
This convention obviously is a very consequential event. There's another consequential event going on right now, and that are the teacher negotiations. And there are reports the UN CEO Pedro Martinez out. Is that true?
Well, this is what's true, is that my CEO, Martinez, and I, the things that we have done over the course of my first 14 months in office, you know, whether it's finally moving our district towards evidence-based funding, which other administrations refused to do, we did that, providing paternity leave for our teachers to make sure, and our workers, so that they can spend time with their family, you know, a new family. These are the things that we have done. We have welcomed new arrivals into our school district. The important part that I want you to get out of this is I have a vision for the people of Chicago and our school district. And my vision is that we have a fully funded school that has wraparound services and everything that our children need. Access to the arts, to music, to the trades. I mean, again, we're talking about $20 billion of new investment in the city that I love. And but I want to make sure that the workforce is prepared for that.
With respect, Your Honor, though, do you envision a different person as CEO?
Look, here's what I'm even taking from the beginning. I'm working with everyone in this city and this state to ensure that the city of Chicago gets its just due. You know, we went to an evidence-based funding model. That's what me and the superintendent worked on together. But the state of Illinois owes the city of Chicago $1.1 billion, and the rest of the state, $2.5 billion. That's what this effort is right now. I'm fighting for everyday people in this city to have access to a public education system that we can all be proud of. I'm a product of public schools. My children attend the Chicago Public Schools. I taught in the Chicago Public Schools. There's not a mayor that knows more about the Chicago Public Schools and what our children need and deserve than someone who benefits and someone who relies upon the Chicago Public Schools.
Look, I want to have you back because, of course, that's a big topic and something you're passionate about. And we're up against news time. I just want to applaud you for the schedule you've kept this week. And did you laugh as hard as I did when Michelle Obama talked about black jobs last night?
Oh, it was perfect. It was so perfect. And here's the sad part about this. The Republican Party, they're embarrassing to watch. It's excruciating. I don't know what's more excruciating, watching the Republican Party or being forced to watch breakdancing at the Summer Olympics. And so here's what I can know for sure. Just like breakdancing is not coming back, neither is Donald Trump. Breakdancing is not coming back in the Olympics. Neither is Donald Trump. So if Michelle Obama, Mrs. Obama, and President Obama got a chance to give a message to them, how proud my wife and I were to be in that box on my wife's birthday. My wife is the first black first lady in the city of Chicago. She gets to hear an incredible presentation from the first black first lady in our country on my wife's birthday. So I call
happy birthday.
Mark Twain says, As Mark Twain says, history may not repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes. And it's rhyming in the city of Chicago. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Brandon Johnson. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Chicago's very own.